Do kids like being disciplined? I'm Dr. Ray Grundy. Simple answer? Of course not. The experts are always telling you children want discipline. They want rules and limits and guidance and structure. I agree. Not when it's happening, they don't. When was the last time little Butkus came out of his room? Excuse me, Mother. Might I interface with you a moment? You know, I was doing some pondering while I was sitting in my room for the better part of three nights in a row because I can't learn to control my disrespectful mouth. I could have a mother like Edgar's mother. Gives him $25 a week for feeding a goldfish that died 6 months ago, has a wet bar in his closet, 40-foot Nintendo screen on the room. But I don't. I've got a mother like you. Old-fashioned. Expect a lot out of me. All my friends agree you're probably the strictest of all our parents. And I just love you for it. And you know what else, Mother? I think I'd like to go back in my room because I have letters of apology I want to write to all the family members I've offended. You better smell that child's breath. There's something wrong with this kid. They don't see this through our eyes. So they will resist our discipline. Parents will say to me frequently, how can I get him to understand that I'm doing this for his own good? That I'm not trying to be mean, that I love him, and that's why I'm setting these rules and expectations? And my answer is, you can't. He's a kid. And if he saw this through our eyes, he wouldn't need us as parents. He could raise himself. You could show up every couple months, give him a few suggestions, say, Bruno, take it from there, and he'd say, thank you, Mother, I most certainly will. Kids don't see this through our eyes, and that's a big reason why they resist even the most loving of our discipline. I'm Dr. Ray.